Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books, I'm Sam. Today we're talking about Briefly Perfectly Human by Alua Arthur. And Sophie, what did this book do to you?
It completely reframed how I think about death. And honestly, it made me want to live more intentionally.
That's a big claim. But this woman sat with hundreds of dying people, so she knows what she's talking about.
She's a death doula, and the book isn't morbid at all. It's a radical invitation to stop pretending death isn't coming.
Because we spend our whole lives running from it, building careers, accumulating stuff, chasing experiences.
And she says that avoidance is exactly what prevents us from living fully.
Her central premise, I think, is that awareness of our finite time is the most powerful tool we have.
Exactly. We're culturally conditioned to see death as a failure, as a medical error, as an enemy to defeat.
That perspective robs us of the present moment. We end up doing what she calls living death.
Sleepwalking through our days, deferring our dreams, staying in situations that don't serve us.
Because we're terrified of the unknown. And underneath, it's all fear of the final unknown.
What got her to wake up was a breakdown on a bus in Cuba. She asked herself if she died tomorrow, would she be satisfied with how she'd lived?
And the answer was no. So she left her law career and became a death doula.
That's where she learned the biggest lessons, sitting in quiet rooms where lives are concluding.
And what did she find there? That the dying are our greatest teachers.
In their final days, the noise of the world falls away. They don't regret the promotions they didn't get or the cars they didn't buy.
They grieve the love they didn't give, the risks they didn't take, and the authentic self they never let the world see.
I actually teared up reading that, because it's so easy to live that way.
Yeah, and the book is structured not as a manual for dying, but as a guide for living.
She dismantles the myths we hold about death. She reframes it as a natural, integral part of the life cycle.
Which can be meaningful, peaceful, even beautiful. But she's not romanticizing it.
No, she describes the smells, the sounds, the physical changes, the dirty parts of dying.
The indignities, the messy family dynamics. Yet within that rawness, she finds profound grace.
And that's where the briefly perfect human emerges. A being stripped of all pretense, fully present in vulnerability.
The title really lands then. One concept that stuck with me was the life review.
It's this organic process that many people go through as they approach death. They sift through memories, not to judge, but to understand.
And she says we don't have to wait until our final days to do it. We can ask ourselves hard questions now.
What am I holding onto that I need to release? Who do I need to forgive, including myself?
What am I pretending isn't true? Those questions are keys to living more authentically.
She also critiques the medical industrial complex. Our system prolongs life at all costs, often at the expense of dignity.
She advocates for community-based care and for advanced care planning as an ongoing conversation.
Not just a legal document, and she gives practical guidance for being with the dying.
Avoid platitudes like everything happens for a reason. Instead, simple presence.
Phrases like I'm here, I love you, it's okay to let go, and listening with full attention.
Grief is not a problem to be solved, but a process to be honored. That's so important for caregivers too.
One of the most transformative things is integrating death awareness into daily life.
She suggests writing your own obituary or imagining your 90th birthday.
And asking, what is the most loving thing I can do right now? That question cuts through the noise.
That's beautiful. She shares stories of clients that stay with you. A young mother, an elderly man, a family torn apart.
But these aren't for shock value. They remind us that time is not a renewable resource.
The book is a love letter to life, written from the perspective of someone who has spent countless hours in the company of death.
It's a call to wake up from the trance of daily distractions and embrace the full, messy, beautiful reality of being alive.
She doesn't offer a way to avoid pain or cheat death. She offers a way to live with purpose.
To love without reservation and to meet our end with peace and completion. The invitation is simple, but profound.
Stop running, turn around, look death in the eye. And in doing so, you'll finally learn how to live.
Isn't that exactly what we need to hear?
It really is. I think the one thing I'm taking away is to ask myself that loving question every day. What is the most loving thing I can do right now?
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal for a library like that.
And the real takeaway from this book is that by facing death with curiosity instead of fear, we finally learn how to be fully alive. We'll see you in the next one.